Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sakura and Sarah with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a mini tornado was filmed sweeping across the Brisbane River on Friday afternoon amid wild weather, bringing over severe thunderstorms and giant hail to parts of Queensland. The weather phenomenon was captured by many people across different parts of the city. The footage shows scared customers running as the wind swept next to them, throwing objects and bending trees. One local told Sunrise, the event was very scary and they were frightened that they would be swept into the river. Fears are growing for a Maryborough man after he failed to return from a fishing trip on the weekend. 42-year-old Darren Kimlin was last seen departing from the Lamington Bridge boat ramp around 10 a.m. on Saturday and was expected to return on Sunday. Darren last contacted his family around 3:50 p.m. and indicated he was fishing in Mary River at Beaver Rock. He is described as Caucasian, about 180 centimetres tall, slim build with blonde brown hair and blue eyes. He was last seen travelling in a 5-metre fiberglass half-cab boat named Tamarama, wearing a long-sleeved fishing shirt and board shorts. Police and family hold serious concerns, and anyone with information regarding Darren's whereabouts is urged to contact police. In national news, Aboriginal elders and community groups are gathered from across Western Australia to commemorate Wajumup Rutnyas Island's dark history. From the 1830s to the 1930s, thousands of Aboriginal boys and men were taken to the Wajumup to engage in forced labour. There are now at least 363 bodies buried in unmarked graves. Wajok Noongar elder Fairley Garlett has described the purpose of the ceremonies. They're going to come out and sing their songs and let them know that they're thinking about and miss them. The Wajumup project is currently working to reconcile this conflicted history through a combination of truth-telling, educational activities, cultural ceremonies, and the installation of permanent memorials.
Also in national news, a new study investigating the genetics of Parkinson's disease has been halted by the need for saliva samples from 7,000 Australians without a family link to the disease. The Australian Parkinson's Genetics Study has already gathered more than 10,000 samples from people living with Parkinson's, but require a control group to crack the code. Vicky Miller, Chief Executive of Shake It Up Australia, has described the process, stating, "You fill in a questionnaire and they will send you a saliva test in the mail. You post it back and that's all you have to do to participate in the study. People can register via the Shake It Up Australia website and participants must be over 45 and have no family connection to Parkinson's." In international news, Moldova's recent presidential election saw a high turnout and expat participation amid claims of Russian meddling and vote buying. The pro-European incumbent president, Maia Sandu, was against the pro-Russian Alexander Stoyanoglu, with Ms. Sandu leading the first round with 42.4%. Sandu's security advisor, Stanislav Secreiru, warned of massive interference by Russia that could distort the outcome. Following Moldova's narrow vote to pursue EU membership, this election could reshape the country's geopolitical stance, exemplifying Eastern Europe's ongoing tug-of-war between Western and Russian influences. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with light winds. It is currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 10.5, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zz.org.au/news. Thank you.
At 4zz, we acknowledge the traditional owners.